Do not adjust your radio dial. You are tuned in to the Mark Order Podcast. Join the Mark Order.
Volume way down. I don't have a fader. I hate the fact that I don't have faders. I still haven't recut the audio. I talked about it Thursday. Man. Hey, everybody. It's Saturday night. You know what that means. Maybe you don't, but you should. It's the Mark Order Podcast here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and in podcast form. We thank you for joining us for this very special, very last minute notice that we were doing a special bonus episode. This would be bonus episode number one for the AEW Battle of the Belts television special that aired tonight. So, we decided at the last minute to figure out, you know, should we do a show? Shouldn't we do a show? Let's do a show. And I texted everybody who's part of the Mark Order. And everybody said to me, we have a life. It's Saturday night. We're going out. And I said, well, maybe not going out, but they have something to do, right? And I said, I don't have a life. I'm not going out. I'm going to be watching on TV. So, so that's when we decided to do a show. Well, I decided to do a show, but we were going to have a very special guest tonight. And I was able to find one at the last minute. Thankfully, they said yes. So here to join me tonight as I pull them into the stream, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Mrs. Money. Mrs. Money is here.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me tonight, Anthony.
Mrs. Money is here. She was more than happy to join because
we had Maniac, no plans.
Well, we both watched the show, but also
this was our plan.
Well, this wasn't necessarily the plan. The plan was to watch the show and maybe do some sort of podcast, but nobody else could. But you said you would do it because I told you. I texted everybody else because you had said, "Are you guys doing a show?" And I said, "That's a good idea. I don't know why we didn't think of that." And you know, when I texted the group and everybody said, can't do it. Sorry, pal.
I don't think anyone said sorry, but go on.
Well, Maniac, Spicy Marg Millionaire Matt, said, why don't you and Mrs. Money do a show? And I said, you know what? It's a pretty good idea. We certainly could. It could be fun. And you said, sure thing. Let's do it. And Mrs. Money, it's also good to know that, Asian Joe's here. He said, I have no plans or life, so I'm here with you. Hi, Asian
Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. I mean, Mrs. Money is here. She's drinking some, happy juice as she likes to call it.
It's called Whispering Angel. It's a very fancier rosé. I spent more than $10 on the bottle, so that means it's fancy.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about that. That's really nice.
Yeah. I wanted to treat myself for the new year. So here I am.
Well, it's 2022 and you're treating yourself right. We sat home tonight and watched Battle of the Belts. We will talk about that, but I've got you here. So we should probably, iron a few things out. Okay. You know, just because, well, why not? We've talked about you sitting and watching AEW television with me on the couch on Wednesday nights and Friday nights. And I want to make one thing clear is you do that willingly, right? Like you sit, and
I
watch.
enjoy
You
it.
enjoy it, right? Okay.
Yeah, I like it better than WWE. Sorry to anyone out there who disagrees, but yeah, it's been fun to watch everything kind of from the start, which is it's just been cool to see how wrestlers are evolving and different characters and things like that. So it's been fun so far.
Well, that is fun. As you've sat and watched, you have seen you've seen things you've liked. You've seen people you've liked. You've had
Well, no one hot until recently, but
hold
we'll
on.
get there.
We're gonna get there. You are big into Christian, right? I want to figure
I
out how to
love
put this,
him.
right? You love
Yeah, he's like
Christian.
my best friend kind of love, like, with his peeps. I like that. I
Right, the
am a peep.
peeps working
Yeah.
out.
And you have little marshmallow peeps. That's fun.
Sure. And I one of my favorite things to do, just because it's like a game we play on the couch, is would you go on a date with this guy? I think I've
Yes.
asked you with just about
Everyone.
everybody. Like,
Yeah.
would you go out on a date with Darby Allin? And would you go out with
If I was 16, I would go out with Darby Allin, but not
okay.
anymore.
And I think
No
like I've even
offense.
asked you like what about Griff Garrison? You're like, who the fuck is Griff Garrison? You don't even know.
Oh, no, I do know. He's part of Varsity Blondes,
It's just a gimmick
right?
thing. It's
Did
just
I
a
get that right?
yes, but it's just a
Okay.
gimmick thing. The who the fuck is Griff Garrison? It's okay.
Oh, see, now I feel stupid on here. Now I'm gonna
No,
leave.
it's don't. It's no, it's a being the elite thing. You don't watch Being the Elite.
I
There's
don't. I
no
don't
reason
go
for it.
as deep as you do. Like, I watch on Wednesday nights, I watch on Friday nights, but I don't go into like YouTube. I follow some people I like on, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, but I don't go as deep as you guys. So a lot of my commentary will be very shallow.
And you do the
Sorry.
pay-per-view. You
See,
do the
Asian Joe
pay-per-views too.
knows I'm cracking up
Well,
right now.
but this is where I'm going to go. That's exactly where I'm going next. And
Oh
we will pull
no.
up. We will
You're gonna
pull
pull up
up.
a photo? Oh no.
Well, Asian Joe knows where we're going. He said, Mrs. Money wants that supreme athlete.
Yeah,
Well,
she
Joe,
does.
I think that you nailed it. Although you got the adjective wrong. He's the premier athlete,
I
but.
think it still works. I like supreme like a pizza.
I,
He probably
well,
doesn't eat pizza though. That's no
no,
fun.
guy hasn't
No.
had a carb in 20 years.
Yeah, I can tell.
So for those who don't know, it's Tony Nese. Mrs. Money has a big thing for Tony Nese, and I want to give a little
Big
backstory.
boner. Big
And don't worry,
boner.
we're gonna get to Battle of the Belts. It was three matches. We'll fucking talk about it. Relax.
Yeah, Joe, relax.
yeah. Joe and whoever else might be watching. It might be one of us. I don't know. So Mrs. Money told me one weekend here in New Jersey there was a WrestlePro show, and she wanted specifically to go to see Sunny Kiss. Sunny Kiss is one of your favorites, one of our favorites.
Yeah.
So
I love Sunny.
you said I'd like to go see Sunny. I said, okay, if you want to go, we'll go, but
In a
it's your
small
call.
place, I thought that would be really
Yeah,
cool and to
in
meet
Rahway.
Sunny potentially. Yeah, it was a nice little like trip for us. It's what, 45 minutes away?
Not
It's,
even.
yeah,
Not even.
it's a quick trip and I went to a show with you once there. I
That's
forget who
right.
was I ever forget who was retiring that night. But it was still fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was Danny Maff's last show with WrestlePro, but I think we don't say his name anymore.
Oh,
So,
why not?
oh,
Are we talking about it all fair? Okay.
you know,
Canceled?
it's
Okay.
yes.
Gotcha.
So anyway, let's fast forward back to the most recent WrestlePro show. You wanted to go see Sunny Kiss. I said, if you really want to go, we can go. Sure thing.
But
And we.
and also I saw that a lot of people from Dynamite were going to be there. I saw that Bear Country was going to be there.
Sure.
I saw that Dante, what's it, Dante, what's
Dante
his last
Martin.
name? I saw he was going to be there. I saw the Acclaimed was going to be there. I saw Tony Nese would be there. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that would be a lot of fun. Like I've seen these guys before and
I like how you
but
slid Tony Nese in there really late. You're like, oh, I
well,
saw
no,
Tony Nese is going to be there.
well, no, I knew he was from WWE. I never really like paid a lot of attention when he was on TV, but like I knew he was part of it. I'm like, whatever.
Well, as we get to the show and you're starting to watch the talent, Tony Nese does make his way out, and you had been familiar with the
The
name.
first person that came out, mind you.
Well, you were familiar with the name, familiar
Yes.
with where he had worked, and you knew that he had shown
Yes.
up. I had mentioned it in about him wrestling finally in on Dark. Now, again,
Yes.
you don't go as deep. You don't watch Dark, and
No.
that's fine. Well, not right. But you hadn't watched Dark, and you had just seen Tony Nese sitting ringside.
Yeah, which is whatever. Like, he wears his little running jacket and is kind of like, just observing.
Right. So he comes out and disrobes, and I think you exploded out of the gym like a rocket off the launch pad. Because ladies and gentlemen, I shit you not, if you're watching or if you go back and watch this, I'd like to present Exhibit A. This image is one of many that is now our rotating desktop computer background when Mrs. Money is
My,
logged onto the machine.
yeah, when I'm logged in, it's not your background too. It's just mine. Isn't that nice? It
I
looks
mean,
great. I mean, come on. Thought you liked wrestling, right? Thought you were
I
a
mean,
fan.
this is a whole new thing. I've never, I'd like to also just, I'd like to clarify too for the people out there. Up until that point, I think there were other pictures on the background that were like photos you took. Now you're a photographer on the side. You're a concert photographer. You can, we'll do plugs later, but you can certainly plug, where people could check out your photos. But, just because I don't remember off the top of my head. But up until that point, it was like concert photography or band photos, things like that. The photo of Minnie Money, who's asleep in the other room.
Yeah, here he's right here. Hold on for everybody. There's Minnie Money.
Minnie Money, he's sleeping, hopefully.
Sleeping, thank God.
So it was quite a shock to me when I came in and I kind of did a double take and I was like, what is that? And you said it's Tony Nese rotating in my background. And then I actually came in later that day and it was an updated photo,
It
basically that same
rotated,
picture,
but in
the
red.
opposite way in red.
In red,
Yes.
it's saucy. I like it.
So what is it about Tony Nese, Mrs. Money? What do I have to do to myself?
Nothing, Anthony. It's you that I love. Stop.
Well,
It's you. Stop it.
Asian Joe said, Supreme Premier, who gives a fuck? Duty's yoked.
He is, and I'm usually not into that. I'm not that type of girl. I've never really been that type of girl. I like the emaciated boys, like a la Darby Allin when I was younger, and even still
Right.
now, like very malnourished. Like, I don't know, maybe I just want to take care of them and feed them snacks. I don't know, but I don't know.
To show
Tony
our
Nese.
age, some would say heroin chic.
Yes, very 90s vibe. I don't know, he just fucked me up. The best way I could put it, I was like, what's happening to
Oh
me?
my gosh.
It's bad. It's bad. I've got it bad. Just like Usher
Well,
says.
if the premier athlete is somehow, if this ever gets to the premier athlete,
Oh
you have a
God, I'd
big
be
fan.
so embarrassed. No, I don't
You
want
have
him
a
to
big
know.
fan. I'm gonna make sure to chop up this segment and send it to them.
Don't, he's married. I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, you know,
I
you
don't want to
gotta.
be like, no, that's bad.
Are you a simp or a stan?
So what's the difference between a simp and a stan? Now, we were looking up
I
simp
don't know.
before because I was called a simp for Christian by Kate the Great, who I love. And I didn't know what she meant. I was like, ha, 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 what? So I looked it up. And it sounds like a simp is someone who is like sexually or romantically attracted to somebody, but that other person will not like reciprocate that enthusiasm. But I
Yeah.
don't know. But a stan is more of like a big fan, like the Eminem song, like a psychotic. So maybe I'm a stan for Sunny Kiss, but I'm a simp for Tony
Ooh,
Nese,
look at
right?
that.
Does that make sense? Is
I
that
think it does make
logical?
sense. I think it is
Yeah.
logical and it does make sense.
Yeah.
Well,
Oh, Joe, I would die. I don't know how to put the comments up, so I'm just laughing.
you can't. Only I can. Asian Joe can't wait until someone buys Mrs. Money a cameo from Nice.
I wouldn't be able to watch it. I'd be like, I can't look at you, handsome man, talking to me.
I wonder if somebody were to get you a cameo from Tony Nese, if the request could be to do it shirtless.
He's married. He has children. I can't do,
Listen,
I can't say that.
he, first of all, you wouldn't say that. Other people would request that. And
What
I'm
do you
sure,
mean? I
listen,
know, but still.
whatever. Hey, you gotta make money. You gotta, that dude wants to make money. He's gonna be like, I'll do it
Let me
for
talk to the
20
sad chick for
bucks.
30
Yeah, I gotta.
Got a chubby housewife I gotta deal with.
I'm gonna do it 20 bucks, regular, and if you want me shirtless, it's gonna cost you 30. And
Loans more.
yeah, 30 bucks more to do it shirtless. Well, that's a little. I had to delve a little bit into the mind of Mrs. Money before we got going here, G.
Now everybody
Anything else that
knows.
people should know? We do. I do mention you, but I don't go deep into like. It's a lot of times that what I mention about you on the show, and you listen sometimes, is just like conversations we've had on the couch while watching the show.
Right.
If there's anything else you'd like the listening audience to know, I mean, feel free.
I feel like I'm very shallow when it comes to commentary, so I probably will not have a lot of valuable commentary tonight, but hopefully you can laugh at that, and I don't know. I'm very new to wrestling. When I started to date Mr. Money, one of our first nights we like spent the night together, he one day realized like, oh, it's Monday night, let's put on Monday Night Raw. And I said to myself, oh no, I didn't know this part about you. I'm not, no, I don't. We're not doing this. This is bad. But then I got into it. Mr. Money explained, like, things that were going on and storylines. And then the gentleman formerly known as Zack Ryder, currently Matt Cardona, came out. And I'm like, what's this about? And he told me all about the Zack Ryder gimmick. And I was all in. So thank you, Matt Cardona, for getting me here. And, that's it. My son is now hacking his brains out, and let's hope that he goes back to sleep.
Well, we'll keep moving so
We'll
that
keep
way.
moving. He has a little cold, everybody. So
Well.
he's cool. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of how it all started, and I've been watching events with Anthony ever since. And yeah, I don't know why my parents worry, but yeah, I feel like that's really all you guys need to know about me.
We've done two manias that came around here.
A lot of fun. I love hanging out in the parking lot, and I feel like I meet the most fun people at wrestling events. Everybody's so cool. Everybody, I feel like a lot of people are very passionate about the sport and just very like enthusiastic about sharing that passion. And it's just fun. I always have a good time whenever I go to a show, be it something small like in Rahway or something bigger like we've done with like WrestleMania and AEW. It's always just a good time. Like Wednesday
Yeah.
was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. Even though my boyfriend wasn't there, I still had fun.
You were supremely
I
disappointed.
was premierly disappointed.
Yeah. But
That's
yeah,
okay.
you were with us Wednesday. You'll also be with us in February when we go to see AEW Dynamite in
Yes.
Atlantic City.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. And that's as I've mentioned here on the Mark Order podcast, all of us, the entire crew will be in Atlantic City for the AEW Dynamite show on February 9th. So if you're going to be there, definitely hit us up on our socials at
Yeah.
Mark Order Pod. Let us know. We'll have some stickers. And if you actually want to, haha, nice little plug. If you want
My
to get one of these
sticker.
stickers, or actually I say one, but like I send out a bunch of stickers when you request stickers. If you'd like some for free, just hit us up at Mark Order Pod. Like I said, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, our Facebook, all those places, wherever you can send us a direct message, all you have to do is send us your name and address, and I will get them in the mail. I will send them anywhere in the world. Postage, bah, whatever. I'll
We've
send
got
out the
stamps.
postage.
We're
I'll take
good.
care of it. You don't worry
Yeah.
about it. They're free of charge. We just
What a
thank you for the
guy.
support. So, Mrs. Money, let's dive
Yes.
into to Battle of the Belts tonight, or
Okay.
I believe it was Asian Joe, because he's the only one chatting along right now. Asian Joe, who said Battle of the Belts, aka Rampage's second night once a quarter.
This is the Q1 Rampage.
That's right, Q1 Rampage Night 2.
Yeah.
it
Take
was
this
an hour
one.
long show. And coming into the show tonight, we really didn't know what it was going to be really until yesterday.
Yeah, so much changed.
Well, when it not only the changes, though, Mrs. Money, when they, like, this week alone was really the only time we had learned that what the second match was and even what the third match was.
Right.
Before they had to make the change. Up until this week, we only knew one match, which was the Women's World Championship. We'll talk about that, obviously.
Yes.
And we knew that it was going to be an hour, which they never really explicitly said until more recently.
Right.
When they first announced it, we thought, like, oh man, it'll be like this huge show, 2 hours. Maybe they'll bring in, hoping for that, you know? Yeah. And we thought maybe they would do something like bring in champions from other places, right? Like maybe they would have the Impact, or not the Impact because they stopped working with them, but maybe like the NWA champion versus the, you know, AEW champion or just something.
Yeah. Because an hour just seems really short for a Saturday night. I don't know. It just felt weird to me.
Well, even something you're just dubbing Battle of the Belts. Like the whole
battle,
you know, the whole
word, you know,
but the whole idea is, to me, like, if you're going to have something where like the belts are on the line, then put all of the belts on the line.
Right.
Right. And I know that they just had the big title match, you know, Wednesday night. Right. And they did the TBS championship Wednesday night. So you're not going to put them on TV again right away.
But weren't the tag team belts on the line too? Yeah, they were.
Wednesday night. Show. Yes.
Yeah. Wednesday night.
Yes. I forgot about that one too.
It would probably be weird for them to, you know, be won on Wednesday night and then have to be defended on Saturday night. Right. Seems a little aggressive. Yeah.
No, it certainly would have been. But like, if they knew that this was kind of going to be what it was. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it was just like they couldn't move it or something, right? Like, and they had to do it on the 8th. That was the only Saturday night that they could do it. Then they were kind of screwed and stuck. But, you know, I would have loved to see this maybe a couple weeks out and 2 hours, and you have every belt on display on Saturday night. Like, yeah, to me, that would have been
time.
Right. That would have been the best thing.
Oh, I have a question before we go on.
Yes.
I forget. Was this on? This was on TNT tonight, not TBS. And TBS is only for Dynamite now, right?
That's correct.
And everything else will be on TNT.
Yes. So, Friday Night Rampage is remaining on TNT.
Okay.
They moved Dynamite to TBS starting this past week, and that was really because TBS has hockey now and other sports that are going to affect the schedule, especially for the West Coast moving forward. So the move to TBS is actually going to benefit them by being able to show the show when it's supposed to be aired in all markets. So it was a good move for them. But, you know, it just, it, you know, it, I just think that it was sort of like a miss, right? Only an hour, three belts. And it's not even like they were belts nobody cared about. I mean, FTW, like, we'll talk about that, like, kind of who cares, but like, you did get the Women's World Championship and you did get the TNT title again. We'll talk about that. There were some changes, I think that for what we got tonight, it was actually a pretty decent show despite all of the other things that we've kind of already talked about. So why don't we get into this? We'll talk about our first match here. The first match they led off with tonight, is the TNT, interim championship. That was Dustin Rhodes versus Sammy Guevara. And, you know, just to kind of give some background on everybody, or to everybody, my apologies. They actually said on, Friday night, and it kind of came out between Thursday and Friday that, Cody was not medically cleared, to compete. So they had to shift and change things up. So, basically they announced that, they were going to have an interim championship or an interim title. you know, Dustin was going to slide in to defend it, and then Sammy was going to still be fighting for that interim championship. Now, everybody was thinking, you know, what's going on with Cody? Nobody really knew. They just said he was not medically cleared.
Right.
But what wound up happening is that I guess it was, I'm trying to look for the date. It was today that Cody had put out a post on Instagram that basically said that he was COVID positive. And actually earlier in the week, he put out a message about, you know, kind of getting vaccinated. So on Tuesday, which is why I think a lot of people were saying, you know, he's probably COVID positive, was he put a story up on Instagram that said, please get vaccinated, if not for yourself, for the young kids / babies who can't defend themselves as easily from COVID.
Exactly.
And then today he put up a longer post. Mrs. Money, by the way, your camera's off. You look
yes.
perfectly fine. So you can turn it back on.
You sounded like a robot. I didn't want to be sucking up the bandwidth.
No. I think it might just be your headphones.
Oh, okay.
But everything's fine.
I put a new shirt on. Yay.
Oh, very nice.
Look at me. Wardrobe change already.
Very nice. So Cody's longer post today said, I appreciate everybody reaching out. Brandy and I are in isolation with family that have unfortunately tested positive for COVID. It's been a scary time dealing with such a strong virus and the complications that come with it. We are doing all we can to nurse and protect the family during this time. I will remain in quarantine as long as needed. Every day is more encouraging. Thank you immensely for your support and respect of our privacy. Thank you to AEW for understanding and allowing me to be where I am needed today, and for still allowing the TNT title to be represented. I look forward to being back soon. All the love in the world. So, you know, again, as I said, we found out today, kind of confirmed that Cody was COVID positive. They're also dealing with the Jacksons with COVID. Also, Brandon Cutler. I saw put up a picture on Instagram and said something like COVID recovery, right? Flexing shirtless in the camera. So they're clearly dealing with it just as everybody else are, right? I mean, we've got basketball who have a ton of players out with COVID, the, you know, hockey has a ton of players out with COVID. So it's just something that everybody's sort of dealing with right now. Even the WWE, right? Roman Reigns couldn't be in day one pay-per-view because he was COVID positive.
I'm just switching up my audio here.
Oh, you're all good. I'm just moving forward.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. It's not that I don't care. I just want to make sure I hear you okay, everybody.
No, you sound perfectly fine, by the way.
All right.
So even with the change, we get this title match to lead off Battle of the Belts tonight. So when they started off, they were sort of feeling each other out a little bit. Commentary was really making a big deal out of the fact that, you know, Sammy's pretty fast and Dustin can't keep up with it. You know, so there was clearly, you know, a little bit of, kind of taunting from Sammy, to the older guy and that kind of stuff back and forth. Guevara also at one point on the floor with Arn Anderson ringside to be with Dustin. Guevara points a finger gun at Arn Anderson, who, shoots him back the bird. There was some outside kind of, I wouldn't call it interference, but they definitely had Arn Anderson there. As we kind of go into the first break in the match where they go to commercial, they start to tell a story where Sammy is grabbing his knee and his knee is bothering him, right? So they're starting to tell the story where his knee is bothering him. And then, you know, that's kind of the focus for the match, right? The knee. And then, you know, at one point we even get an appearance by Fuego del Sol, Mrs. Money. So Fuego del Sol brings out a table and sets it up on the floor. And we have some back and forth happening where we don't know what's going to happen. It looks like, I mean, I started freaking out. It looked like there was going to be a Spanish fly off the apron through the table. That did not happen. What we did get was a destroyer off the apron through the table, where Dustin basically put Sammy Guevara through the table on that destroyer. So they get back in the ring. Sammy won't stay down. During this match, we also got a few crossroads from Dustin on Sammy. At the end of this match, we get a crossroads, a second crossroads. And then he's going for an additional pile driver or the tiger driver, I'm sorry, but Sammy is able to kind of get out of that. They go back and forth trading pins, and Mrs. Money, Sammy Guevara, is able to win by pinfall with the sunset flip to become the interim AEW world champion. And then post-match, we get Daniel Garcia in, getting in Sammy's face. He slaps him. Guevara slaps Garcia back, and then we have a brawl. There's a pull apart by the referees, and they head into the break. So, Mrs. Money, I guess my first question to you is, first of all, what did you think of the match?
I thought it was fun. There was part of me that wished like somebody else other than Dustin was the opponent, but I understand why. I mean, he's super talented and probably fantastic to work with in the ring. But I don't know. I just feel like it should have gone to somebody else. You know what I mean? Because it felt to me like, all right, you don't stand a chance. You got like how like the age difference between you guys and the physical. It just I don't know. It just it didn't feel I don't know, it just didn't feel right to me.
Yeah, I mean, and they did kind of call that out last night on Rampage, if anybody watched Rampage, right?
Oh,
There
they did.
was a moment where Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page were backstage with Dan Lambert, and they were bitching about the fact that Dustin gets a shot, right? And of course Dustin gets a shot. He's a Rhodes and they're boys with Tony Khan, right? And Scorpio Sky hasn't been pinned in like 300 days and something like that,
Right.
right? So I think that is probably why I think people like you're thinking of things like that. Well, like, yeah, why couldn't it have been Scorpio Sky? I think a lot of people were thinking something like that. But also thinking back to that, I think that if you read into that, you could kind of see which way this match was probably gonna go now that Cody couldn't compete. Because now you kind of can make a case for like Scorpio Sky having a match with Sammy Guevara, and I'll gladly take Sammy and Scorpio Sky. That would be a great match.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But yeah, I mean, listen,
And
I
it wasn't
think
bad. I'm not saying it was
no.
bad or anything. It's
No,
just,
but
I don't know.
I think it's a safe choice, right? Like,
Yes. Yes, that's a good word.
you put Dustin in because you're sure that he can have a quality match with somebody like Sammy, right?
And he's not going to hurt him. He's not going to do something stupid. He has so much experience. He's going to be taking care of Sammy the whole time, at least to me. But I don't know. It's just a part of me that wished like this could have been a good opportunity for someone that maybe isn't like in the spotlight as much. I can't name names right now. Again, I'm a very shallow wrestling fan, but I don't know. I just felt like it could have been somebody else. No offense to Dustin. I do love him as a wrestler. It's just like he's kind of like this is kind of like the end of his ride, wrestling professionally. Like I know he has the school that he does and stuff, but I don't know, I just felt like it could have been someone else's moment.
Yeah, and the other way I think that people thought maybe this was going to go was that you were going to get Dustin winning here, right? And then holding that interim title until Cody gets back, and now we have to have a match where Cody is going to face his brother. So that
Very
could have been the
dramatic.
way, and that could have been the way they go, but I think without Cody's not gonna hopefully be out too long. I mean, who knows if he's got COVID or
Like
if
two
maybe he is
weeks.
just quarantining, right? Or who knows? But if he's gonna be out a short period, that's probably not the way you want to do it. Have force a match between him and Dustin. I have a feeling that when Dustin is gonna call it a day, they will have a rematch and Cody will put him out. But you know, well, that's a story for another day. My other question to you, Mrs. Money, is, you know, having an interim champion, right? As opposed to saying we're going to strip the title from Cody after he just won it, you know, a couple weeks ago and only defended it once. Do you like them saying we're going to do an interim champion and then we're going to have a unification title when Cody comes back? Or would you have rather of them said, you know what, he's sick, just take it off him and then we'll deal with that another time?
Hold on one second. I'm still getting you. You're like garbly. So can you ask your question again? I'm turning my video off.
Sure thing. So the question was, did you like the fact that they had an interim title instead of stripping Cody Rhodes? Or would you have rather them strip him of the title and then him and Sammy could kind of settle their thing at another time?
I would say for this, it would have been fun if they just stripped it from Cody, because it seems like he's going to do that heel turn pretty soon. Like a, you know, like he's like in the process of turning, at least from what I'm noticing. So I think it would have been fun to like take that belt away from him and then have him come back being like super pissed about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they could have kind of done it either way, right? I think that doing it this way is okay. And I think that now you can have some really cool matches. Like I'm all for Daniel Garcia and Sammy Guevara, but I think that Daniel Garcia versus Cody Rhodes if Cody Rhodes retained this title tonight? No, I don't. I think this was maybe something that we were going to get a little further down the line,
right?
But I will gladly take Daniel Garcia and Sammy with an interim title. I'm totally fine with it. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm not saying like, oh, that's stupid. It's just for me, I think it would have been more fun to have Cody come back and be like, what the F, my thing's gone. And, you know, just kind of getting like emotional about that. And that's kind of, you know, triggering everything to be, you know, bad boy again.
Right.
From what I can see.
Well, when they get back from a break, everything kind of becomes official. There's a video back package that's aired about what it's meant to be a champion, a recap from Dynamite, right? Because they had Jade Cargill win and the Jurassic Express and Adam Page retained. So
you almost asked you who Adam Page is.
Oh my gosh.
I know him as Hangman. Like that's kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never listened to of it. It's Hangman. It's the cowboy guy. It's the cowboy shit. It's not who the hell is Adam Page.
Right. Sorry. No, it's all good. So they show that video package, and then they have Sammy Guevara being interviewed backstage, and he says he doesn't give a shit about Daniel Garcia. He'll put the interim title on the line against him on Dynamite this week.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun to see. And he's part of 2.0 or is,
well, Daniel Garcia is just kind of like, well, I think I was talking to you about this at Dynamite on Wednesday, is Daniel Garcia is the son of 2.0. For some reason, 2.0 said that he's their son. Listen, well, they're
it's wrestling. It's all weird.
Right. They're honestly just friends, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we're just friends.
Not alone. Speaking
right.
of Ron, he's falling off the bed.
Oh my goodness. So he's not a member of 2.0, but they are, you know, they're close. Yeah. They're friendly.
Okay.
So that's going to happen this week, at Dynamite.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
So, well, Mrs. Money, we're halfway through. Well, we're less than halfway through the card. But I want to take a short break here, just because. Oh, refill on your side. Perfectly fine there.
Yeah.
Perfectly
and check,
fine.
And check what time it is on my phone.
Oh my gosh, on the Tony niece, on the niece phone.
Yeah, yeah. My niece here.
So we're going to take a short break for everybody who's listening out there. We will be right back to finish out the show and talk about our thoughts on that. But in case you didn't know, we're part of the Shining Wizards Network. The Shining Wizards, the flagship show of the network, can be heard every Monday night at 7 p.m. They've had some really killer guests on. They've been going for 10 years plus strong, and we are more than happy to be part of that network. But there are some other great shows that are part of the family, and we would like to let you know about those shows right now. So stay tuned, and we will be back. We will be back in just a few seconds after some words from these other fine shows that are part of the Shining Wizards Network.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to shiningwizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest-running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being told what to think and believe by Hollywood elites and politicians who just don't care about you?
Tired of not getting the truth when you watch the news?
Tired of trying to figure out what pronoun to use?
Tired of mob mentality when all you want to do is think for yourself and make up your own mind?
That's where we come in. This is Justin.
And Vince.
Your host of Inconclusive Breakdown.
We are a weekly anti-PC podcast bringing you entertainment and current event news without any spin.
If you want to truly stay informed on what's going on in the world, then give us a listen every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts, at least till Zuckerberg and Twitter Jack deplatform us.
And as always, we're proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Journey is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
All right, we are back on the Mark Order podcast. I want to let you know you can find us on our socials at Mark Order Pod. Sorry, I've got a bunch of stuff in front of me. We are at our social channels at Mark Order Pod, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all those sorts of places at Mark Order Pod. Give us a follow. We're very interactive on all social. Ryan kills it on the Twitter. So definitely follow what Ryan's doing on Monday and Tuesdays as he live tweets Dark Elevation and Dark, which Mrs. Money has been catching a lot of dark lately. A whole lot of dark. If you want stickers, I already told you this, but you can certainly send us a DM and request some stickers. Just send us your name and address, and we'll send about anywhere worldwide. Just a couple things, Mrs. Money. I wanted to shoot you a note. Eric F. is here listening. He says it's a money pod. He wanted to know, hey, wait, we're a part of the Shining Wizards Network. Is the Mark Order Pod like the elite in Bullet Club? Yeah, you know it. I know it. I think everybody secretly knows it. I've made no bones about it. I feel like we're the A show of the network. I don't care what anybody says. So Mrs. Money, I can't hear you. I can't hear you talk. You're not muted, but, it's all good. We're going to work out some of the kinks, and we'll get Mrs. Money back in just a second. So we're going to move on and we're going to talk about the next match, of the night, which was the FTW Championship. And that was Ricky Starks versus Matt Sydal. Now, this was one that they did announce last night on Rampage. So we didn't necessarily know we were getting this. But to me, this one sort of felt a little weird. I feel like for a belt that they're constantly talking about, isn't recognized by, any brand or any company, the fact that it's being defended here on a Battle of the Belt show, just seemed a little off to me. But it is what it is. So I think, that the fact that we're seeing Ricky Starks on TV, I think that that's a good thing. I want to see more Ricky Starks on TV, I want to see more Ricky Starks on TV, and I like Matt Sydal, so I don't think that I necessarily have a problem with this match. It just, to me, is sort of weird that, it's sort of weird that they decided to have this match, when the FTW belt is not quote unquote recognized by any promotion. Does that seem weird to you, Mrs. Money? Let's see. Are you working again?
Well, yeah. Can you hear me? Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, later. Great. It just felt like a weird pairing. I mean, they were great. I love the match. I mean, I love Matt Sydal, formerly known as Evan Bourne. He was one of my favorites in the E until he was let go due to some, steroid stuff.
Was Twice? It steroids or was it at the time budget cuts like they do?
I don't think
else?
It was budget cuts. I think it might have been some sort of substance that makes you big and strong.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I thought the match was great, but I didn't really understand the purpose of like those two. You know what I mean? Like they never had any, at least as far as I know, they never had any sort of backstory like going back and forth where you'd say like this makes sense. You know, the story, it just didn't make sense to me. And also, like, I'm new to this. Like, is there any history behind the FTW belt that, like, someone like me should know about where, like, it would be something I would want if I was in AEW? Or is it just some bullshit from Taz? Like,
well,
I don't get it.
Let me catch you up a little bit. So FTW was something that Taz had in ECW. However, if you are a listener of the Mark Order podcast, you know very well, and Millionaire Matt feels the same way, is that ECW didn't matter. The only iteration of ECW that mattered was WWECW when it officially joined WWE. Oh, gotcha. And when Taz put two Z's on his name, that was the best Taz ever.
Is that true? Are you just messing with me? You've been saying that a lot this week about the two Z's.
No, Taz with two Z's.
Taz.
Don't
tell him I said it's stupid, but that's stupid.
No. So Taz with two Z's was the only Taz that mattered, as well as WWCW. So it was something that existed before, but it's not something that they necessarily like put on TV all the time or defend. Again, really because they say it doesn't necessarily get recognized by any promotion. So it just seems weird for that. Now, the other thing too, G, is, as you say, like, no backstory, right? I think there's a loose backstory, right? And I think it all has to do with Dante Martin, right? Like, Dante Martin was sort of like, who are you going with as a protege, right? Like, are you a protege of Matt Sydal or are you a protege of Leo Rush?
Right.
And he ultimately went with Leo Rush. So there was that little thing with Sydal. And then also, Leo Rush and Team Taz have their beef and, Dante Martin and Leo Rush have their beef with Team Taz. Right. And Dante Martin's actually going to have to face Powerhouse Hobbs.
Best overalls in the game, FYI.
Absolutely.
The finest airbrushed.
They're the best. I need a pair. But they'll face each other on Wednesday night on Dynamite.
Right.
So you're right. Like, there isn't really that much of a story here between these two, but there's that loose story. But either way, I'm with you. I'm good with the pairing, though. But I'm good with
this pairing. Yeah, no, they were great. It made sense. Physically, it made sense, and they were both, fantastic. But I don't know. I just needed a little more. I need a little something, story-wise.
Right. Well, either way, let's walk through the match a little bit here. Sure. Sydal came out of the gates hot, Ricky Starks was having his issues. Will Hobbs was also ringside with Ricky Starks. One of my favorite moments was early on in the match. He tells Justin Roberts to get up and get out of his chair so that he could take it and sit ringside.
Quality.
Taz joined commentary for this one, and Taz mentioned Hobbs needs a seat. So I just thought that was hilarious. But Hobbs is playing enforcer at that point and keeps Sydal away as they go to break. But when they come back from commercial, Starks is sort of firing up. And then they're kind of going back and forth here. Getting to the end, we think Starks is going to, kind of be taken out as lose his championship. I'm sorry, but he's able to get a foot on the ropes, and then he is eventually able to get the best of Matt Sydal. Ricky Starks hits the Rochambeau to win by pinfall and retain the FTW championship. Now, post match, Mrs. Money, Starks is continuing to attack Sydal, who tries to fight him off with up kicks, but Hobbs is able to join in and put some boots to Matt. That's when Lee Moriarty tries to make the save, but he gets flat laid out by Powerhouse Hobbs. And the story there, because I had almost forgot, commentary did a good job of reminding us that Lee Moriarty is sort of now the protege of Matt Sydal. So that is why Lee Moriarty came to make that save.
I had no idea about that. I feel like I've totally never seen that on TV, or unless that's something that's advertised on Dark, or that maybe I missed.
Yeah, I know that like Leo Rush and Dante Martin did have a match against Matt Sydal and Lee Moriarty. I just don't remember where it was, if it happened on TV or if it was on Dark. But either way, Moriarty can't make a difference. He gets laid out, and that's when Dante Martin joins in. He goes face to face with Powerhouse Hobbs, and they exchange some hands. But Dante Martin is able to hit an enziguri and a drop kick and send Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs running off. And we go to break. Mrs. Money, despite the way you felt about this match sort of doesn't make sense from a story perspective, what'd you think about the match?
I thought it was very entertaining. It was very high energy. I had a lot of fun watching it. And again, they're both just like really good in the ring in general. So I thought it was enjoyable. I didn't see anything wrong with it. But again, when there's no story, like direct story, any sort of like rivalry, I'm kind of like, what's the point? And that kind of takes me out of it. I don't know. I didn't realize how story driven I was, I think, until tonight when I was, so I'm like, you know what?
Right. This was the one match on the card. Like, again, we talked about it at the top of the show, is, you know, you're having Battle of the Belts. You just defended you just had your tag titles change hands. Right. You just crowned a new TBS championship or champion. Mm-hmm. You just defended the world championship. So you're left with two belts. You're left with the women's
belt. Three belts if you count FTW.
We're not, but I'm not counting FTW, right?
Why so not?
Listen, in this, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make, you know, come off like an asshole there, but what I was gonna say was, like, if you're not gonna count the FTW belt, right, you're left with two belts. That's so you're left true. With the women's championship and the TNT title, right. Now those were on the card. This FTW right. thing is the one where it's like one of these things is not like the other. Yeah. This came way too late. Now, something that Hollywood Kate Hensler had said was, I wish they would have announced trios titles and done that. I think we all would have wanted that. But when were they going to do that? Right. They're in the middle building up this new TBS championship, right? So you're not going to say, well, we're going to announce new titles. And also, you're not going to announce it like Friday night, hey, we've got these new belts with no build. Right. So it's like they were kind of, to me, again, they were kind of stuck here, right? Like they had to find something else to fill the time.
Well, yeah, and then, I understand.
But even so, like if you... So I'm agreeing with you here where it's like, it just from a story perspective, didn't make sense. Like I agree with you, but if you know that you're going to be stuck with, okay,
what are you going to do?
Right. So you have to throw the FTW belt on, but then build a story around it. Like,
yeah, give me something. Give me,
they knew what the date of this show was. They knew what they were going to have leading up to it. So just give us something to really care about this defense.
Just a little quick video package, just something, because it's like, we all know that the FTW belt is essentially meaningless, right? And it's like me walking in with some made up belt. It's like, you know, why should I care about this, you know? And why should I care about what's going on right now? It's just, I don't know. It just felt silly.
You're absolutely right. It should be. It is a belt that like nobody should care about because there's really no place for it. Like it's not a TV title, which is what the TNT title is. It's not an intercontinental title, which is something they don't have, which is fine.
Right.
And it's not a championship. So like, why do I give a fuck about it? It's just a Team Taz thing.
But quick question, like that belt's never been quote on the line, right? I mean, right?
Yes,
with Brian Cage, like in their little clique. So, what the F? Like, why does that? I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. It's just, it didn't fit into this show.
No, it just didn't. At all. I get why they did it. I understand you have to like fill the time, and it's like, this is all we've got to work with. We're kind of screwed right now. But it's just, I would have loved just like a quick little video package about it.
And I know that there will likely be, well, maybe not, because I think people want to see more Ricky Starks on TV, which again, like, good, I got to see him on TV, but in all reality, they could have done that TNT title match, which they kind of did for the first half of the show.
Yeah.
And they could have just done that women's match for the second half of the show. They really could have. But I think that when you start to think about, you know, a wrestling TV show, 1 hour, if you say we're going to just do two matches in the hour, I think people start to feel cheated and like, what's the point?
You need at least three. Give me something here, you know, but
so I think you're kind of stuck here.
Yeah. But... I, I get it. It's just, again, I would have loved a little, just a little something more. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. This one felt a little weird.
I should be grateful for extra wrestling time for the week. I'm not saying I'm ungrateful for it, but you know,
no,
it's my Saturday night. We could have gone to a nice dinner or something instead.
Well,
maybe.
We could have
McDonald's. It was nice. I like.
Well, that's what McDonald's the boy. That's what the boy wanted. And then we were just like, "Yeah, I'll have a cheap."
I guess this is me now. I guess I'm having a cheeseburger dinner tonight on Saturday night. Well, call me, Tony Nese. Call me.
If you're lucky, we can run for the border for that fifth meal.
I'm excited. I hope that happens. I hope that's in my future, because you're the only one that would do that with me. You think Tony Nese would run to the border with me? Hell no.
Fourth meal, run for the border.
Just no carbs, just a bunch of seasoned ground beef in a bucket.
Yeah, just put it all in a bowl.
That's all I need.
Oh, man. Mrs. Money, let's go to the main event of the night.
Your favorite.
Yes, this was...
That's the Riho song.
It is. You're right. That was the Riho. Yep. Our main event of the night was Dr. Britt Baker versus Riho for the AEW Women's World Championship. So we obviously know the story here building up to this was the fact that Riho won her shot against Britt Baker by pinning Britt Baker. And they had been building on this story of the fact that Britt Baker has never been able to pin Riho.
Right.
Since they've fought each other in AEW, sure. I don't believe they've crossed paths anywhere else before AEW, but she's never been able to pin her. And I could totally be wrong. Eric F or Asian Joe could fact check me and tell me that I'm full of shit. But, basically that was the whole story they were playing up. And then there was also this sort of side story going on where they've been doing some tag matches and things like that, you know, even singles matches where, Britt Baker cost Jamie Hayter a match, and then Jamie Hayter kicked Britt Baker in the face, you know, and was it an accident? Was it not? I don't know. So there was kind of a lot of internal stories with Britt Baker's group and then the fact that she hasn't pinned Riho. And Riho was a prior AEW Women's World Champion. So
for a while,
Yes, for a long time. For a long time. I don't know why, but she was for a long time. So
she's great. She's like 90 pounds.
She's not great. That's why like she's
four,
not great.
4 foot three. I don't know how tall. She's tiny.
Yeah, that's why she's not great.
But that's why I like her, I think, is because she's tiny and she can tiny yet mighty. I like that.
Well, we get into this match, and Rebel and Jamie Hayter are on the outside of this match, on the outside of the ring, excuse me, running interference. Britt Baker is able to pounce early on. We do get a series of drop kicks from Riho to send Britt Baker to the floor. That's when Riho is able to take out Rebel from a crossbody off the top, and then she's able to get into Jamie Hayter's face. That's when Jamie Hayter decides, let's set up a table on the floor.
Yeah, that was fun.
But Riho is able to power up and take out Britt Baker. So she hits a suplex on Britt Baker. Jamie Hayter is left holding one side of the table up, Riho runs up the table and drop kicks Jamie Hayter. I actually thought that was a pretty cool move. I thought that was pretty cool. I never saw it. The one thing that made me cringe, Mrs. Money, was
what made you cringe.
When I saw the table, Jamie Hayter, you know, let go of the table after the drop kick, and the table like lip came down on her shins, and I was just like, that would be all I'm thinking about is that my shins are on fire because this metal edge of this table just dug into them. Oh,
that's why we just talk about the wrestling and we don't do the wrestling.
That's right.
Because I'd be crying just like taking a bump or like bouncing off the ropes, like, oh, a tender body.
Well, moving further on in this match, they do eventually go to break. We come back. Riho is hitting double stomps. You know, nothing is not able to, you know, get the win. At one point, Riho climbs to the top rope, but Rebel is able to pull Britt Baker out of the way and lay on top of her to protect her. But Riho gets the double stomp on Reba.
Yeah.
Or Rebel is her real
Rebel,
name.
Rebel, not Reba. Reba, not yeah. Rebel. I get it mixed up.
So we get back in the ring. They are jockeying back and forth. Baker reverses a dragon suplex into the lockjaw, but she can't get it as Riho gets to the rope. So the whole story kind of close to the end of this match is they can't, Britt Baker can't seem to get this lockjaw in. And still, after a whole bunch of back and forth false finishes where Britt Baker is able to hit the stomp, not good enough. Paul Turner does eventually kick out Rebel because he thinks she's passing the belt to Britt Baker. You know, Jamie Hayter's able to stay. Riho hits a crucifix driver, Northern Light suplex, can't get it. Britt Baker, however, is able to roll through a Russian leg sweep attempt with another stomp. Riho doesn't stay down, but this is when Britt is able to get the lockjaw in. Despite what I say all the time, nobody is able to crunch down on those fingers. And Britt
titanium
Baker,
glove.
I don't.
That's what I'm just thinking. It's like one of those like gloves that like a knight would wear in medieval times. You know.
I'm still waiting for brittle. Schlong. I'm still waiting for Schlong to put me in the lockjaw so I can bite down on his fat fucking fingers. And I
you
say,
leave him alone. He's
I say
so
fat
nice.
Fingers because I also have fat fingers.
I have baby hands. I can't really do much. But
well, yeah. Britt Baker does win by submission with the lockjaw, Mrs. Money, retaining yep. that Women's World Championship. No shenanigans after the match. It's just
yeah, nothing. Yeah,
end
nothing
of show.
Afterwards, yeah. I was kind of expecting a little action afterwards, too, because I feel like they're notorious for that shit. Well, it looks like there's some tension between the Doctor and Hayter.
Well, actually,
building on that, right?
There's no tension because after the match, the one thing actually, there's no action after the match. But what happens right. is they show some of the replays, and there was a couple of moments during the match where Jamie Hayter tries to maybe pass the glove to Britt Baker. Britt Baker throws it back at Jamie. Jamie drops the title in the ring and Reba goes to pick it up and give it to Britt. And that's when Reba gets thrown out. So it right. looked like, you know, there was that tension after the match. Jamie Hayter is the one holding the title and gives it to Britt.
But I thought she took it from Rebel.
She did.
She
but
grabbed
she
it like all nasty.
But she wanted to be the one to give it to Britt and she gave it to Britt and they hugged. And it looks like all is right in the world with Team Britt Baker. But who knows?
I don't know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. I don't know. I it looked a little, I mean, yeah, I saw the hugging and stuff, but it just that part seems very tense to me where it's like, give me that. It was very like, give me that. You know, I don't know. We'll see. But I want to see Jamie Hayter win more stuff. She seems to lose a lot. I don't know why.
Well, she's been the one who's been eating the pins in the tag matches, right? Because you can't have Britt take that pin before she gets
before
in, into this match, right?
I get it. It's just, you know.
And you know, to your point, Riho did. It was Riho who pinned Jamie Hayter last night in that tag match, so it wasn't going to be. It wasn't going to be any other way, right? Like okay. Ruby Soho was not going to pin Britt. Ruby Soho was not going to pin Jamie. It had to be Riho again winning, right? It just makes sense right. for this whole story.
Right, to so, show how strong she is.
Right. But right. it looks like right now all is right in you know, Britt Baker camp. Although, like you said, maybe there's going to be something here with Jamie Hayter where she's going to get a little jealous. I think that split will come. I don't yeah. know if it's going to happen now, but it eventually is going to come. Jamie Hayter is going to get jealous.
Yeah, she's got to. Or do you think it would be Reba getting jealous?
It's not going to be Reba. It's Reba's too loyal, right? Reba's like loyal to a fault.
Right.
Because, you know, she called her Reba, and you know, she would continually be like, my name's Rebel. And she's like, it's Reba, you know?
Right.
So,
I think I get it mixed up.
Right. And I think even, I think Rebel, you know, that character is loyal to a fault, right? She's always going to be that stooge. So
she
it won't
a simp?
Be her.
Would you say she's a simp or a stan?
She's a stooge.
That's another S. Okay.
Yeah. There's simp, stan, and stooge. And okay. I think a stooge actually will take the beating for you. But yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know about you, Mrs. Money. We'll get your take here, but I didn't necessarily hate this match at the start.
No.
And in the middle, there seemed to be a couple really like slow moments.
Yeah.
Where I think I even said to you, like, they better pick this up because they've only got like 10 minutes.
Yeah. It felt very slow at the start. I was not going to lie. I was looking at the clock. Like, what are
right.
they going to do here?
And they don't historically, they don't do overruns. Right. Like they end on time. You know, even though they're going to do the 60-minute time limit title, you know, it's not going 60 minutes. They're not even going 2 minutes over. What's that?
Yeah, I said it never goes 60 minutes.
Well, unless it's
Except
Hangman, Adam Page, and Bryan Danielson.
But who's Adam Page, right? Never heard of that guy before.
Never.
Never, ever, ever. I was shocked when that went to 60 minutes and then got upset when I thought it was going to happen again on Wednesday because we were going to be there and I'm more about quantity and not quality, everybody. I want more matches. Even
that
if
was a
stop.
Quality
match. It was a quality match. It was a good show. I'm just saying.
But this match, Mrs. Money, you didn't necessarily have a problem with anything in this match, right?
I mean, it's tough when you have somebody who's as small as Riho going up against someone like Dr. Britt Baker, who's obviously larger. I'm not, you know, not like Nyla Rose larger, but she, you know, they're obviously, you know, two different, you know, classes, you know, with that. So it sometimes feels, it's tough for me to believe it, that, you know, this 90-pound woman is going to whoop this other very muscular woman's ass. It just doesn't seem logical. But I didn't have a problem with the match. Like, they picked up the pace towards the end, and you know, I wasn't shocked at the outcome. You know, were you surprised? Like, did you expect it to get taken off of Britt? Like,
no.
What I would have preferred to have seen for like a real, real battle of the belt, I wanted to see Thunder Rosa. You know, like that's a battle. You know?
Yeah.
Make it fun. Like, they already have a bunch of beef. Like, why not? Why her? Why Riho and not Thunder Rosa? I guess is my question.
Well, I think that is where we're leading to at some point, right? And I think that you know, and we've talked about this on the Mark Order podcast, right? Like, we've talked about it here numerous times, how, you know, like, the one problem I think most of us have had, and the argument's been made that it's not true, but my whole thing with Britt Baker right now is that they don't have a long-term story for her. That right. is front of the program, right? That is, you know, really something that she can sink her teeth into. The problem right. for me has been, it's always been a challenger of the month, right? It's been a flavor of the week. Like, all right, who are we going to throw to Britt this time? And we right. know they're not going to win, even this right. time. I don't think anybody really thought Riho was going to take this belt off Britt Baker. I think what everybody thinks is going to happen, and I believe it will, is that Thunder Rosa will be the one to take this belt off Britt Baker. Now, this is the argument that most people make is, well, that's the long-term story that's going on with Britt Baker. But for me, it's not really like a front page news story that they're telling with that, right? Like every right. once in a while it comes up, like Thunder Rosa will be like, I'm gonna beat your ass and take that title,
right?
Or
that's it.
Like right, or Britt will say, like, you know, Thunder Rosa something about the lights out match, you know, blah blah blah, like, and that's it. But right. I think that they have to heat that up at some point. I don't know if there's going to be anybody else between, you know, from now and I guess the pay-per-view, because the pay-per-view is coming, I think, in February.
Oh, really? It's that soon?
I think so. I thought it was in March.
We have to put it on the Google wrestling calendar then, because I didn't see anything.
All I've seen is
you're going to a GCW thing on the 23rd.
Yes,
it's on the 23rd. All up on the wrestling calendar.
Well, shame, I got to put the February one up there too, and I got to ask for time off. But
oh yeah, I have to ask for time off too. I'm gonna take 2 days.
Nice.
Right? Are you gonna do that? Like Wednesday, Thursday? Okay,
yeah.
Me too. Hope my mom can watch our kid.
but back to little money. Back to the whole Britt Baker Thunder Rosa thing. I don't know if there's gonna be anybody else in between, but the heavy rumors were that we were going to finally get again Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa at some point in 2022. Unknown if it was going to be early, middle, late, you know, no ideas. And, and who knows if it will even be that first time will be the one that Britt Baker loses the belt to Thunder Rosa. Who knows? They might do something where it's they get a match and she retains, and then Thunder Rosa maybe goes away for a little bit and then comes back, right? Like that can totally happen. But to me, that's the story they need to really light up here. If they're going to do anything else with Britt Baker, in my opinion, Mrs. Money, they need to really push that story hard.
Yeah, they really
because
do.
They've got like a half a dozen other stories going on right now with the rest of the women's division, which I think is fantastic. But you have to have something for your champion to really sink their teeth into. And this flavor of the week, challenger of the month thing isn't going to cut it anymore for
me. Not doing it for me. Not doing it for me at all.
And I don't even need to see, like, for you, Mrs. Money, do you need to see the champion on TV wrestling or defending every week? That's not the goal, right?
And again, I'm the type of person that wants to see more matches versus, like, four high-quality matches. Give me, like, eight, like, mediocre ones, because I just want to see talent on camera. I want to see a variety of people getting a chance to be on the screen, you know, and not just the same 12 people doing the same shit, you know?
Right.
Can I curse on here? I feel like you got upset when I said F word before.
No, you can curse as much as you fucking want.
Anyway, I don't know. I would prefer to see some maybe lesser known names.
Sure.
You know, do a little bit more instead of just the same, again, the same like 12 people.
I mean, what's sort of different, at least with AEW, right, is like, you know, they do have their two shows a week, right? They have a 2 hour show, the flagship Dynamite, and then they have the 1 hour Rampage.
And Dark, if you want to count that too.
But
it's not on TV, but you know.
Right. But that's what I was going to say is a little different with AEW is like where I think a lot of times people say like, I want to see more talent on TV. Yes, you're right. Because most people are watching TV, but there's a whole generation of younger wrestling fans who totally get the, I can watch it on YouTube whenever I want. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So like,
no, I'm not crapping on that. I'm just,
oh, sure. But like, so people are seeing that talent, but I think it's always going to be the mindset of, I want to see more of the younger talent on TV. And we do want to see that.
Of course.
It's all just a time issue, right? That's always what it comes down to. And we've been pretty critical on this show, at times where we openly would say, cut this and give it to the women, or, you know, cut this and have a different match in this place. Like there are always things they could do. Mm-hmm. You know, there was even at one point talks, Mrs. Money, I don't know if you know this, there was people weren't sure when Rampage was starting, was it going to be an all women show? If they wanted to make Rampage an all women show, I think that's fine.
I'd love that.
They have a lot of talent and they are now telling much better stories. The other thing is that I think there are a lot of people out there. Well, not a lot of people. Let's pump the brakes there. But there are some people out there and there are people that have recently come in that can really help this women's division if they think it needs more help. Mercedes Martinez can be somebody to help that division out, not just as a wrestler, but she can be somebody to kind of work with talent or be a backstage hand.
Right.
I also think that the recently released William Regal, and I said this Wednesday or Thursday night, I think William Regal, for all the work he did at NXT, could come into AEW and do gangbusters, even just if he works with the women. He doesn't even need to work with the men. Just let him book the women's division. He'll do a great job.
Remember when we tried to meet him and then the line was too long and then he left? I was really upset. Yeah.
Yes. Who did we meet?
I felt really bad. We met the 3-man band, baby.
That's right. It was
Heath Slater.
Yep.
And Drew McIntyre, mm-hmm. and Jinder Mahal, all three of them within 5 years became big champions. I know. When we met them, I believe that Drew McIntyre was a little under the weather from a little too much of the, you know, this. He wore my sunglasses. That was
he had
fun.
A couple pints, maybe.
He might have. I'm happy he's back. Good for him. But anywho, yeah, we almost met William Regal, and what was nice was that I could tell he was listening to everyone tell their stories, and he seemed very thoughtful and was listening to everyone, and that's why we couldn't get to meet him because people wouldn't shut the hell up. So anyway.
Well, and the other thing too is that, you know, I don't know how many you do every once in a while come across wrestling news. I know you've
I mentioned it before. My Google News now. It's, you know,
right. That's my influence. But like if you or anybody is looking at the stuff that's being said about William Regal now, a bunch of the talent, you know, that we know and sort of love right now is basically out there saying that William Regal is the reason you see a lot of this talent on TV now in the places they are.
Right.
So, you know, again, my whole point to the women's division is I think they're doing a really a much, 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 much better job right now than they have ever done in the past. And I have to give them all the credit because I think it all came from this TBS championship. Like most of the stories really stem from that.
Right.
And in the past, you know, tournaments that they were going to run or the tag tournament that they did with the women, every time we were like, this is where they're going to hit the reset button and give us the stories, and it never happened. And this time it worked. And I was super happy about that. But they need to give me something to care about for Britt. That's it. That's my only beef with that women's division.
Yeah, agreed. I can see that.
Well, Mrs. Money, that was the show tonight. That was the 1 hour Battle of the Belts special.
It was.
And there's really not much else going on in the world of AEW that we didn't discuss on Thursday night. There's a couple little things that we'll touch on here as we make our way out. But let's see. Just a couple things that were going on in the chat. Asian Joe, in reference to me talking about Schlong putting the lockjaw on me, he says, "And to Schlong, stretch me if you can with the lockjaw." Yeah. I've Asian Joe, I told him when he came with us to Queens, I will let you put it on me. I won't fight you. You could put it on me.
And he with did. A glove at least?
Or I didn't care. I told him, do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care.
That's gross. Make him wear a glove. Eric a little deli glove.
Well, yeah, I mean that's what Britt Baker used to do.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Eric says he looked it up. Riho beat Britt while the champ, then everything before tonight was tag matches. I don't think Britt ever took a pin from Riho, but she was always on the losing side. That was the story, Eric. If it wasn't so much as Britt being pinned, it was Britt was never able to pin or beat
her, right?
Riho.
Right.
So, yes. You know, that I'm glad we were kind of right on that. Asian Joe also says, where'd it go? My friend's dog is bigger than Riho and has less title runs. Yes, I agree with you there.
Our dog too, at 20 pounds.
Yes, she's right there.
Yep, she's sitting right here with me, little Savannah.
And then Eric also asked this question, is Schlong the rebel, not Reba of the pod, or the Jamie Haber? Jamie Hayter.
It's a good question.
Well, he's not a heater like Hayter. And I know that's a lot of alliteration. He's not, I say he's the Reba, not Rebel.
And that's not a bad thing either. He's very loyal.
I don't know.
Although he's not here tonight, so let's talk he's about not. Loyalty. We'll talk about loyalty, right?
Listen, we still got half of the A team, 2 live crew, 2 for me, 2 for you, but 1 tonight. So, just a couple of the, I'm sorry, Mrs. Money, a couple of the little notes that kind of came out in the rumor mill today was that Kyle O'Reilly had referred to himself, Adam Cole, and Bobby Fish as the, quote, paragon of AEW on recent episodes of Dynamite. The company did wind up, it looks like, filing a trademark on the term and a possible paragon? Logo. The paragon of AEW. Paragon. Yes, you're.
That's a big word right there.
You're gonna have to look it up because I can't do it while I'm reading. But
I'm looking on my phone. I'm dumb. I don't know.
Actually, I forgot. Of all the shortcuts, I can like copy and paste it. And Paragon is a model of excellence or perfection.
It's also a town in Indiana and Nebraska.
Hey, there you go. Hey. But. He's referred to the group as the paragon of AEW. It looks like they have filed a trademark on the term and a possible logo. So there is speculation that that will be the new name for what was once the Undisputed Era. Hmm. I think it's kind of a cool name.
Paragon.
I just are you talking about his name
is Paragon or
no, 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 no.
Little thing. What's his
the
name?
The group. The Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Bobby Fish. Instead of remember they were the Undisputed Era in NXT.
But now they're the Paragon?
It sounds like they will be maybe the Paragon of AEW or the Paragon. I don't know. I think it could be cool.
Well, what's the problem?
That, like you and I having to look it up, nobody will understand why that means
it. What is a Paragon? I'm dumb.
Right.
What this also reminds me of the Pinnacle. I mean, I think it's a little too close to the Pinnacle, which I think is corny. Don't tell them I said that. They'll come kick my ass, but I think it's corny.
No, I mean, but the other thing too is it's like we're kind of unsure like where all the factions are in AEW, right? It's like the Inner Circle, like, are they still a thing? It sounds like they are.
Yeah.
The Pinnacle, like, is...
I mean, Sammy wore his vest tonight.
He did.
Inner Circle vest, so he has to still have love, but I don't know. That kind of fizzled, too. Like, the Pinnacle Inner Circle thing was resolved after a bunch of matches, and it's like, I don't know, I don't hear about the Pinnacle that much anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of all fizzled, but...
Yeah, it was dumb. The logo was dumb. It was all dumb. Again, don't tell the talent I'm saying that.
Well,
if you come get me.
If we're lucky enough, they're going to split that all up because Wardlow's going to bust out. But
you think so? Even though his song is really stupid?
I say it every week on the couch. Why wouldn't you just come out to anything by Chimera? They're from Cleveland and they're awesome. They were awesome.
And this is war song is a little corny.
Yes, it is.
Could I write a better song? No, but
no.
Just saying, they could try a little harder.
The only other thing that kind of came out was there was a story, I guess, that came out that obviously Jade Cargill won the TBS title.
I almost cried during that, you guys.
Hey, it was a great moment.
I just with her daughter, I was like, as a mommy, I was like, meh.
and Mrs. Money, I don't believe any of that really made television. Like, so we got it there live, which is why we saw those promos after Dynamite. Yeah, it was cool to see live.
I wish I was that ripped. I'm a mom, and I'm definitely not that ripped. but yeah, it was very cute to see, like very touching. So
Jade Cargill did win the title, and the rumors were that that was the plan from the start.
Yes.
But PW Insider says there was some discussion about changing that after an October tweet from Big Swole seemed to reveal the outcome. Now, if you ask me, the tweet in question, which basically when they announced the tournament, Swole, you know, kind of quote tweeted the AEW tweet. That had the video kind of announcing the tournament.
Right.
Swole's tweet read, should be the one y'all still owe, but we know it'll be Jade. Mm. So I don't like part of me sees that tweet as like, it's going to be Jade because like, she's the shit. But the other thing is like, you know, I can see why they might've, you know, kind of like been like, well, maybe we should change this. Now,
right.
Newsflash, Mrs. Money, here on the Mark Order podcast, the rest of us thought there might be the possibility at the last minute that they would change that and say, let's give it to Ruby Soho.
I would have been mad if that happened. It's because she's so new to AEW. And it's like, yeah, I know where she came from and all that stuff and all the experience she has. But that would just kind of feel like, you know, really, like someone new comes in, you're just going to strap the belt to them immediately. Like that's that kind of sucks for everyone else that's, you know, been there for years and working hard.
I mean, I just, I never thought that they were going to swerve the finish. I thought that it was always going to be Jade. That there was no doubt in my mind this week that they weren't going to make a change at the last minute. It was going right. to be Jade.
Right.
I think if anything, and we've talked about it, like Jade is the great look for this title. I know
you feel that way.
I don't know like the rest of my cohorts. I don't know if she's good enough right now. Like she's still just very green, right? So
right.
I think that could be one issue in giving her the title right now, especially because
who's gonna fight her for it now? You know, it's like you're not just gonna give her some random jobber to be like, oh, and for the TBS title,
right.
It's Mrs. Money. Like,
right. Well, it's one of those things, we've said it, right? She can't just have squash matches now. She has to have real quality matches, and not everybody's going to be able to carry her through the match. So,
of course.
And if this belt is supposed to be like the TNT title, it should be defended regularly and on your television screen.
Yeah, so, you can't just show up once every month and be like, you know, I'm that bitch and go right. away.
It's not a world title. Where right. the world title you're supposed to see, like, as much, I love AEW because they will put the world title on TV. They did it twice in 3 weeks, right? We had the 60-minute match and we had the match this week. There have been, you know, times where we haven't seen the belt defended on TV for long stretches. And that's fine, right? The world title is supposed to be something sort of special. And
hang on to it for a little bit. I don't need that defended every week. It's
right.
okay.
But the TV titles are. That is your right. workhorse title. So, you know, I'm glad that they gave it to Jade because I think she's got the look and she's the next, you know, kind of like the next crop of young talent that they have. But it just is worrisome because she looks super green. That being said, that tweet to me wouldn't have... We probably even talked about it when it... We might have talked about it when it came out, but in no way, if I ever saw that tweet, would I have been like, that was a spoiler. I just...
Yeah, no.
Doesn't seem like an issue to me.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So, Mrs. Money, that's all we've got for tonight. I do want to say two things here. A couple of final notes from our listening friends here who are chatting along tonight. Asian Joe did say he lives in Nebraska, never thought there was a never knew there was a Paragon. Apparently it's an abandoned village.
Some Paragon, huh?
Yeah. He also said a Chimera reference, that's why I love the podcast. Didn't listen to the band until their Impossibility of Reason album.
They're so much fun.
That is a great album.
Was that the one that we were promoting when we were at the Syndicate together?
I have to look up the album cover now. Impossibility of Reason was the white cover with the splatter on it. I think, were we doing that one or was it the next one in 2000? It had to be 2005. Self-titled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-titled album was the one we worked. I would say this, Asian Joe, if you have not gone back and listened to anything before Impossibility of Reason, Pass Out of Existence from 2001 was a fantastic album. That was actually the one that turned me onto them. I think they had a couple of like EPs before that, but Pass Out of Existence was a really great album. And I think there's even an appearance by Steph Carpenter of the Deftones on the track Rizzo on that album.
I didn't know that.
I know more than just wrestling.
Yeah, and see, and everyone learned how we met. So romantic.
Eric F. wants to know why we never bring schlong to wrestling shows. We're going to settle this.
Too drunk and disorderly.
No. First of all, Gina, first of all, Mrs. Money, I have to. We've
done
this a
few
times.
My real name came out.
It's all right. I use your government name. Mrs. Money, we have to. Matt and I have been trying to shoot down all these rumors that unfortunately come from the Mark Order podcast Twitter that Ryan decides to put out all this fake news. Ryan says we don't ask him. He's not invited and blah, blah, blah. The truth of the matter is we invite Ryan to everything and he does live
far away.
He lives closer to Philly. Philly is a trash heap. We don't go to Philly.
Yeah, it's yucky. So we don't, unless Depeche Mode's in town, we don't go there.
And then when you go to Depeche Mode, you fall asleep.
You fell asleep.
That's right.
Me fall asleep to Dave Gahan. No way. See, look at that spectrum of men I'm attracted to, right? I paid a lot of money for you to fall asleep in your seat. Anyway.
So, Eric F., we do invite Schlong to wrestling shows. He just lives far away and he doesn't want to come. We did invite him to Newark this week and he was like, nope, he is coming. I mean, the other thing too is like he could always stay with us, but then he even said, I'd have to get up early, I'd have to go to work, or I'd have to take a day off. It's like, bro, priorities.
Loser.
You know what I'm saying?
Just call out like we do.
The other thing too is, as I said before, Ryan will be with the Mark Order at the February 9th show in Atlantic City. So all of us will be at a show together. That will be the first one since we all went to Queens. He came to Queens with us. Eric F, thank you. He said, great show, Monies. We appreciate your support on this last minute bonus episode. Braden Berg. What's up, Berg? Yes, bonus episode. If you missed the whole thing, definitely go back and check it out. It'll be up at some point, if not tomorrow, Monday. And Asian Joe, the final parting note here. I want to come to shows with you guys more than Ryan does, so he can never make that distance excuse. I will work myself into the shoot. Asian Joe, you're more than welcome. It's very
Always.
Clear where we're going to be. Anything in the tri-state area is pretty good.
Just don't
sometimes
sit next to me. Be
honest. Oh no!
Don't sit next to me.
You were perfectly fun at the show we went to Wednesday.
I thought I made Millionaire Matt very angry.
No, he's just always surly.
Stupidity.
He's just always surly.
I just like to ask a lot of questions.
Well, you certainly can ask those questions, but Mrs. Money, we're at the end of our time, and before we go, I'd like you to plug anything you would like to plug.
Nothing really to plug here unless you want to follow my photography. I do concert photography on the side for free and for funsies. You can find me at Gina Russinello Photo on Instagram or Facebook, or you can follow my personal account at Glitter Gina. Don't post a lot of stuff there. My stories are fun. My stories can be fire, but my official posts are few and far between, and they'll probably just consist of, you know, Tony Nese stuff. Anyway, so, you know, feel free to give me a follow if you want. I'll follow you back. And Aunt Money, Mr. Money and crew, thank you for having me tonight. I hope I was able to make you guys laugh and, you know, contribute something to the evening.
You were great. Thank you for joining us. And by the way, like, you're not doing like local band photography, like you're shooting like national acts.
Like bands, you know.
Yeah. So, but if anybody listens to us and you're in a band and you want somebody to shoot, just hit up Mrs. Money.
Call me up. I'll show you my portfolio. You'll be so impressed. Not
really. It is pretty impressive. Shut up.
It's okay.
It's impressive.
It's okay. I don't like to gloat.
It's impressive. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. You're my biggest supporter. And I appreciate that.
Never a problem. I want to plug a few things for us. As I said, the Mark Order podcast will be at the February 9th AEW show in Atlantic City. This is like the 50th time I'm saying that. So obviously we'll have a programming change that day. We'll probably do a show on Thursday, but you never know because we're traveling back the next day. So we'll see. But we won't have a show on February 9th. We'll be on Wednesdays every week until then, though. So we've got a while until we get there. If you're going to be at that show, let us know by connecting with us on our social channels at Mark Order Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Give us a subscribe on YouTube. Yeah, we don't have our Twitch because it's locked. So,
did you do something naughty?
No, somebody lost the password and we had to change our emails. And
Who would lose the password?
I'll tell you later.
Does it rhyme with, I don't know. Are we also, quick question, because I looked it up, are we going to Connecticut?
I don't have a plan to go to Connecticut unless you want to go to Connecticut.
I need to be guaranteed some Nice, though. That's the only way you can get me to Connecticut, hour and 18 minutes, you know?
Well, I think you'll have to hit up Mr. Nice and see if
he's going to be there. Never going to talk to him. No way.
So connect with us on our socials at Mark Order Pod. If you'd like the free stickers that we'll send out in the mail, just DM us your name and address, and I will send those out as soon as I get them anywhere in the world, free of charge to you. That's right, Eric F. If you've never gotten stickers, you can hit us up and I will send them to Canada gladly.
Yeah. Extra postage is okay with us.
Perfectly fine with us. I know Kate has a whole bunch of other stuff she does. So she's here with us on Wednesday nights, but she's also on Sour Graps on Tuesdays. She's on Friday nights post show on Fightful and a whole bunch of other stuff in between. So if you'd like to see what Kate is doing at Kate on Deck IC on Twitter, she's always tweeting. As I said, at Mark Order Pod on Twitter. Mondays and Tuesdays, Ryan Schlong does live tweets along with Dark Elevation and Dark. He usually does them in real time, but unless he's got somewhere to be that night. So he keeps everybody posted on whether he's doing them in real time or not, but definitely check it out. Ryan is always, watching Dark and tweeting out that stuff. And Mrs. Money, you know, Ryan and I are working on maybe putting together some additional content on those nights where there's Dark. So anybody listening out there, stay tuned. And we'll let you know if that happens. Millionaire Matt is also part of the Shining Wizards podcast on Monday nights at 7 p.m. On the Shining Wizards Network. So check out the Shining Wizards. If you like what we do, you'll probably like them just as much.
Yeah, he put me over this week. So much respect. Did.
Millionaire Matt put you over.
He did.
So check them out. There are 10 plus years running strong. Great guests. Really fun shows. And also, again, we've been talking about all night, Asian Joe, Bray, Berg, Eric F, a few other people have been checking us out, sending us, messages. So thank you to those who watched us live on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. If you are listening in podcast form, we greatly appreciate that too. Give us a subscribe, a like, review, rate us, whatever you do on the podcast side, it helps us in the algorithms. But we do suggest you watch these shows because sometimes we do some crazy shit here on camera. Nothing overly crazy, but let me tell you something. If you missed episode 41 from this past Wednesday,
get on and watch it.
Watch it on YouTube. You can skip ahead to the hour and 40 minute mark.
Yeah.
It's
magical.
It's magical. So if you're not watching it, that's totally fine. We do suggest you try it once or twice and see some of the crazy stuff. The costumes, the Rate the Great, the backgrounds that Ryan decides to pull up, Millionaire Matt losing his mind, and me just trying to keep it all together. But that's going to be it for us tonight. So we appreciate all of you checking us out. And we hope you enjoyed this, bonus episode. Mrs. Money, thank you so much for the time in your busy schedule.
Well, thank you for having me. This was the first time I've ever done a podcast, so there were some technical difficulties. So I appreciate y'all sticking around and, you know, letting me run my mouth about, you know, dumb man crushes and shit like that. So thank you guys. Always appreciate it.
Well, hopefully we have you back at some point. To the rest of you folks, we will see you or you will hear us on Wednesday night as we're back with the Mark Order podcast. So thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.
Night. Bye.
This concludes the Mark Order podcast. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Join the Mark Order.